Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. In honor of the government's shutdown, Sid has decided to shut down all his non-essential daily tasks. So basically his life remains unchanged. Here's the show.
Wow, Sid.
Yep.
Having a sit-in.
Maxing and relaxing, as usual.
Welcome to the Metal Injection live cast. We will be joined at some point by the King of Metal. Dave Hill will be here, allegedly.
We're also going to have ribs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's going to be exciting.
The house smells delicious.
On a government-free edition of the Metal Injection Livecast.
Okay. So that means we can finally curse on the show because the FCC isn't listening?
Yeah.
That's
and we
could
also make fun of Dave Mustaine without fear of consequence. Oh.
He doesn't work for the government.
He has friends who work for the government.
Yeah, but when they're
but
not
they're
helping
not listening.
Him out, he's listening to everything himself.
Mm-hmm. But can we talk about poop? That's the question.
Sure.
All right.
When do we not?
Why wouldn't we?
Well, I was going with the joke. You just said two things that we always do that we can suddenly do now, so I added a third one. Thanks for saying yes to the joke.
I said yes.
And building. Well, you said, why would we do that?
Why wouldn't we do that?
All right, never mind.
Rob's got ribs on the brain.
Off to a great start. I do have ribs on the brain. Darren's girlfriend.
So good.
How did this happen? How did you bring ribs to us courtesy of your girlfriend?
She barbecued about 750 ribs yesterday.
Oh, my God, that poor cattle.
Yeah. from one animal. No,
it's a lamb.
They're lamb ribs.
Very good.
I already smelled them. They're good. And she gave me a bunch to take home, so I brought a few over here.
So you're saying there's more lamb than you brought?
At her house, yes. Not at, I didn't.
Rob's
I don't
coming
have
over.
Them.
Yeah. Are you?
I assume. I mean, there's
a
lot of people.
Lamb?
There's a lot of people living in that house.
Is it a free range lamb?
That I don't know. And I don't know if it's gluten free.
Oh,
either.
Damn it! That was going to be my follow-up.
Sorry,
I can read your mind. We're like a well-oiled machine.
It is gluten free because gluten it doesn't come from meat.
Thanks, Mr.
What if
technical.
The lamb was fed gluten?
It's
true.
Not glutton free though.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Not for long.
You know what I love about your girlfriend, Darren?
What is that? Besides that, she's fucking
is
hot.
Is this going to be an Instagram
well, I don't
discussion
know if,
now?
No one.
No. Well, no. I think she is very attractive, but. Mm. She always brings copious amounts of food.
Yeah.
Well, she likes
it's
to
always,
cook.
She always brings more than enough.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that about
I
her.
I invited Darren and his girlfriend over for a wrestling pay-per-view, and she brought so many macaroons.
Are there any left?
No, there are definitely not, but it took me a while to get through them.
Were they different flavored? Or
no, they were just... They were just regular old delicious coconut macaroons.
What if she brought something else, too? What was it? I forgot. It was macaroons and something.
Oh, guac. Oh, my God.
Oh,
she brought
yeah.
so much guac, I sadly could not get through it all.
Can
I know.
You say the whole word?
Guacamole?
Thank you. Come on.
Why can't you just say, what's wrong with guac?
On. We've got plenty of time.
What's wrong with the guac,
we've
got to
go
bro?
Before Dave Hill shows up. Don't abbreviate. Come on.
Fair enough. Well, she made
out.
A lot of guacamole.
There you go. Did she bring chips? Or was that on
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that was on me.
He can't.
Oh, no,
she
did bring
chips. He can't resist saying it in some affected way. Like
guacamole.
He made him not say guac, so he has to say mole.
That's fine. Stretch it out.
Guacamole.
If this was serious, how would you say it? Would you say, you'd probably say
I am.
Guac.
I'm very
guac.
Serious. Guacamole.
I've heard him
no,
say
because
that.
Because it rhymes with rock, right?
You'd have the guac rocks. That's my show, actually.
Yeah,
guac rock.
A guac block? A block of guac rock?
Yeah, here's a bunch of rock to guac to.
You just play El Nino. And
well, every Cinco de Mayo, Sirius has a guac-off. And Jose always wins.
He's like a champion guacamole. He does make great guacamole. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying guacamole.
Please stop.
Yeah.
Mike Francesa says, Rob brings seltzer and sunflower seeds when he gets invited somewhere.
I feel I can't bring sunflower seeds when I get invited somewhere because I will no longer be invited back. Yeah.
You just bring the ones that are already in your beard and your shirt.
That would be
in your pocket.
Yeah.
But I really cut down a lot on the sunflower seeds, I got to tell you.
Because you haven't visited your parents in a while?
That, and it's just I'm over it. I'm kind of over it. It was, I primarily, well, not when I lived with Sid. When I lived with Sid, it was just, I was gorging on anything. But later, when I moved out and I was like, I have to lose, like, you know how when freshmen start college, they gain the freshman 15? I feel that's very similar to living with Sid.
Mm-hmm.
After a year, you gain 15 pounds just by living with him.
I started out sort of sloppy, and I'm still sort of sloppy.
It's the Sid 50.
Yeah.
So I use sunflower seeds to help me lose weight because instead of snacking on junk food, I would just snack on those because there's not really like a lot of carbs to it or whatever.
Even when they're covered in salt?
I don't get them with salt. I get just the roasted.
But they're oily, so there is fat in them.
Yeah, there's fat, but I was on a no-carb diet, so it was all right. And that's how I lost 30 pounds, which I gained back 10 of them since stopping the diet.
You look thinner.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
I have to
say. That's because you're welcome, got a haircut.
Yeah, it's really just
that's
all in the hair.
12 pounds of hair that came out.
Early contender for episode title, 12 pounds of hair.
By the way, the chat has announced that we're getting old because we're talking about food and girlfriends.
Isn't
when have we not
food
talked
we've
about
always
that.
Talked about
yeah.
it. Anytime we've had significant others, we've talked about them.
Yeah. Well, we are getting old. I'm not saying
yeah.
that's the
Everyone's
not the case,
getting old. Every minute that you're alive, we're getting old. That's
I don't think
not the, exclusive to us.
The subject matter is changing as a result of it, though. But that's just me.
Yeah. We also talk about our poops like old people do. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
true.
I mean,
it's just
shit.
A sign of things to come.
How shitty the weather is outside. We're yentas. It's what we always have been.
Speaking of miserable old people, I took
Dave Mustaine. No, I'm sorry.
Close. I took the Greyhound bus on Friday to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
And I had the most miserable bus driver.
Well, first of all, what were you doing in Baltimore?
My boyfriend is in Maryland, so I went to
visit
him.
Well, that's nice of you.
So this guy was so frumpy. Mm-hmm. He basically drags his feet onto the bus, and he's like, if you're going to talk, don't be loud. If you're going to be on the phone, don't be loud.
It's fair.
I'm not making any stops. We'll be in Baltimore in 4 hours.
Nice.
All right. So he starts driving. Then we're going through the Lincoln Tunnel, and all of a sudden this really loud, obnoxious alarm goes off. And it's not going off. It's just really, really loud beeping. And so then the guy in front of me goes up and says, excuse me, I don't know if you hear this, but there's an alarm going off. So the bus driver goes, I've been driving for 26 years. I don't hear any, I hear lots of alarms.
Great.
All right.
At which point, basically.
Yeah. And then the guy goes, okay, so but there's an alarm going off now. Is it like anything? Is it going to be going off for the whole ride? And the bus driver's like, I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Just hold your breath.
How far into
hours?
The ride was this?
5 minutes into the
oh,
ride.
Oh, my God.
The Lincoln Tunnel, which is right off the Port Authority.
Oh, Jesus.
It's the sit down and shut up alarm.
Yeah.
It's the check engine light, basically. It's like, oh, engine will blow up.
Or maybe
like
a carbon monoxide detector.
Yeah.
So then the alarm stops when we get off the tunnel. And I'm like, all right, this is fine. Then it starts going off again. So it goes off for 5 minutes. And then it turns off for 30 seconds, and then it starts going off again, to which I get up, and I'm like, is there any way that you can disengage that alarm because it's really loud? And he's like, I've been doing this for 30 years. Come on, I've been driving a bus. I'm like, I don't care.
The number changes every time.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for 3,000 years.
He was so grumpy, and I'm like, I don't care. I didn't get a bus ticket to sit with an alarm going off.
He's
on
the one
top
that
of my
wanted
head.
Everybody quiet. So he should be the first in line to turn that shit off.
Yeah, and then he pulls over and, like, closes the bar, because I guess he didn't close it tight enough.
Oh, my God.
I've been driving for 47 years. Yeah. I know when the door's open.
You don't need to have a bus door closed all the way. It gets a little more ventilation.
He gets on the bus, and the first two things he says are, no noise, and I'm not pulling over. And within 5 minutes, there's noise, and he pulls over.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly.
Fired. This man is fired.
I want to announce that Havarti Pasbani says the beeping was just Noah listening to Trioscapes.
If only. I could torture the whole bus with that instead of an alarm.
Havarti acknowledged that it's torture.
So then he said that it was the air pressure.
Yeah.
The alarm was for the air pressure tank.
Okay.
And I was like, well, if there's something wrong with it, don't you think you should fix it if the alarm's going off? And he's like, oh, no, it's fine. I can read the gauges. They're fine. I'm like, fuck this. Whatever. So the whole ride, this really jarring alarm was going off.
Mm-hmm.
And then towards the end of the ride, the guy in the front seat was talking to the bus driver, and I heard the bus driver mention Motorhead.
Uh-huh.
So then, like, I take my earplugs out of my head to try to hear his stories, and he was talking about, like, roadies and blah, 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 and he's telling this Spanish guy who's clearly not into metal, he was telling him how Metallica are looking for a new bassist.
I've been doing this for 107 years. I know who's in Metallica.
He was driving that bus when, what's his face? Cliff
Burton
died. And he probably just thinks he's still in that day. He's like, yeah.
I've had bassists fall out of my window for 47 years on this job.
Well, you know, maybe that was Hulk Hogan, because Hulk Hogan said that he auditioned for bassist in Metallica.
Oh, shit. He didn't audition for anything.
Yeah, no.
He was probably in a room with them somewhere, and then that evolved into he was...
Yeah. Well, what I love about it is that he was telling the story for so many years,
mm-hmm.
and then he got on Howard Stern and he told the story.
And then they called up Metallica.
And then Lars Ulrich was on the Howard Stern show, like, you know, a month or two later, and he's like, you know, I've done a lot of partying, but I feel like if I was even in a room with Hulk Hogan, I would have remembered it. And that never happened.
Well, maybe actually Hulk was wrong and he was trying out as a drummer because they wanted to replace Lars.
I wanted to take a picture of this. My cubicle mate, Sam, has an autographed picture of Hulk Hogan. And he drew a penis. He drew himself a huge penis that goes all the way to where his head is. And he wrote some, like, obscene thing, like, suck my dick or something like that.
Hogan did?
Yes.
I love drawing penises on pictures, brother.
Of himself.
Yeah.
Of myself, brother.
What's great?
He's a weird guy.
Yeah.
There was a commercial he just did where he's in a thong.
Doing, like the Miley Cyrus wrecking ball thing.
Yeah,
but
parodying
completely.
Is his ass tanned, or does he have the bikini line?
It's very pale.
He's wearing a bikini, and it has it's tanned. Yes, he definitely goes in for tans. The whole thing is like the parody. It wasn't even a parody. It was just like, hey, we're launching a new hosting website called Hostamania. Because when you think web hosting, you think Hulk Hogan.
I always evaluate web hosting by which wrestler endorses the web hosting.
Yeah.
Either that or which NASCAR driver. You got to pick somehow.
And then it's just Hogan with, like, on top of a wrecking ball with his ass hanging out. Just, come on.
For no reason. Like, absolutely no reason. He's just drawing his pale. It's definitely
paler than
the
reason is
because
they gave him a check.
Yeah, that's the reason. But isn't he launching the company, though, or they just named
it? I'm sure he's endorsed, let us put your name on it.
But no, I thought it was, like, his venture.
I don't think he's like, brother, people need web hosting.
No, I don't think it's all like that, but I thought it was, like, someone convinced him to put his money into this.
Probably.
Let's go to the website.
Just an endorsement. It's, like, his thing. Not that he has anything to do with it.
The stepbrother of some young chippy he's banging?
Yeah, something like that.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say. I think it might. I feel like it's like a GoDaddy.
Yeah.
It'll be every website. No matter what, you can't turn off this music.
If he's like a hosting provider, yeah, that's what he could do.
And he gives a leg drop to any viruses or spyware.
I gotta read this comment while you're doing that.
Take a Vine video of me twerking, brother.
He's just doing every fad now that comes down the pipe.
You really should check out his board on Pinterest. Hulk Hogan's flipping his favorite web clips.
The Hulkster totally digs Pinterest, dude.
Make sure
to like my Facebook page, follow me on Twitter, and retweet my tweets, brother.
LinkedIn, you can meet.
Yeah.
What you gonna do when the Hulkster drops a subreddit on you, brother?
What you gonna do, brother, when the Hulkster endorses you on LinkedIn?
Erase my LinkedIn profile right away.
Imagine if Hulk Hogan endorsed people on LinkedIn. Reliable.
Why not? It's like having a celebrity read your resume.
Or if he added a skill to your resume, Rob. Impersonating Hulkster.
This guy knows how to do impersonation, brother.
Anyone can do Hulkster.
Yeah, it's not even just add brother to the end of
dude.
Whatever you're saying. So your story just reminded me of this commercial that's been passed around YouTube.
Fuck you, Baltimore!
If you're coming up to buy a new car this weekend,
you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal!
Cars that break down!
Speed!
If you think you're gonna find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass!
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker,
you'll fall for this bullshit!
Guaranteed!
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass!
You heard us right!
Shove it up your ugly ass!
Bring your tray!
Bring your ties!
Bring your wife!
We'll fuck her!
That's right, we'll fuck your wife!
Because it's Big Bill Hell!
You're fucked 6 ways from Sunday!
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell!
Home of challenge pissing!
That's right,
challenge pissing! If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment!
Don't wait!
Don't delay!
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off!
Only at Big Bill Hell!
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off!
Hurry up, asshole!
This event ends a minute after you write us a check!
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker!
Go to hell!
Big Bill Hell's car!
Baltimore's filthiest!
And exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland! Guaranteed!
Yay! What this is this is from like the 80s or something. And before there was YouTube or like before everyone in the world could edit stuff easily, the guys that used to edit film for commercials and other shit, local, you know, ads or whatever, they used to make tapes to amuse themselves. Like they get the guy in the booth who would read this and then, hey, would you mind doing a funny one? And then they would just pass all the tapes around to all their editor friends. So now the thing on
like
YouTube.
Ask Me.
Yeah.
Which
you got
my
the
personal
ask,
favorite.
You got the Ask Me one? I have it if you want.
Yeah.
I got it. But, yeah, they used to just do these to entertain each other. This one is like a union commercial.
This is a great one.
Hey, on your way to work tomorrow, instead of sitting around with your finger up your ass, look around. There's a union out there called Ask Me, and they're busting their balls for you doing a lot of shit work you take for granted. For example, we pick up your fucking garbage. We got broads out there who keep your kids from getting run over by some hard-on. We plug up the holes in the road so you don't fuck up your car. We push around a lot of little old ladies from Florida.
Florida.
We're out there zapping rats and roaches and making sure your kids don't drink piss from no fucking water fountains. We're fucking asking. Amalgamated federalization. Hey, I don't know what the fuck it means. All I know is we're hard-working, tax-paying people like you, and we don't take shit from nobody. You got that, asshole? Ask Me. The fucking union that works for you.
I love when it goes, we're making sure your kids don't drink piss from the fucking water fountain.
I like the zapping rats. What are they zapping them with? What are they, stun guns, and they're chasing vermin around? I love that. Just the image of rats getting zapped by something.
A big 350-pound Goomba running around with a taser after roaches.
Oh,
come here,
God,
you fucking roach. I'll zap the fucking shit out of you.
Ask me
the fucking union that works for you, you cocksucker.
Oh, that's
basically
my favorite.
Everybody I play cards with.
They all sound like that?
Yes. Not all of them.
Maybe that was Derinsky guy's old job. He did voiceovers for you.
I used to zap roaches in between sucking cacks.
That's another way that the union works for you. They go down on you sometimes. It's all right.
The fucking union that sucks for you.
All right, I wanted to bring up this amazing video.
What is it?
It's from the Arsenio Hall show.
Oh, God.
His new show or the old one?
His new show. I know what you're thinking. Oh, it's still on the air?
And by the way, his new show is the old show. Yeah. Right down to the same guests.
Oh, really? I haven't watched it. Is it the same time slot as well?
Well, it was syndicated, so it was on different times back in the old days. But I think it's on at 11 here, right?
Yeah, at 11 on the CW affiliate.
It's really a train wreck. At the time that I saw this video, I hadn't really seen it. I watched it like a couple of half episodes. And it's like he's stuck in 1994. Like he hasn't – it's like he's been in a cave since 1994. And he just came out, and he's slowly kind of, like, reviewing what's happened since then. And he kind of has a handle on it, but not quite. Like, he keeps mentioning twerking, and he keeps mentioning – but it's like someone's feeding him these references.
That, you know? The sad thing, I feel, is, like, when he came out in the early 90s, he was kind of considered, like, oh, here's the talk show host, the modern talk show host. Like, he gets the kids.
Mm-hmm. Right. In fact, SNL did a skit about Carson.
Oh, yeah,
imitating
Carsenio.
Him. Carsenio. I did not know that. He was just Carsenio.
And he had his finger
dressed as, he was dressed as Arsenio.
Oh, nice.
Like trying to be a hip version of himself.
Yeah.
And just doing Arsenio. And now Arsenio is that guy. Yeah. Arsenio is the guy that needs to copy.
No,
so,
I mean, really, he's hipper than Jimmy Fallon.
Definitely. I don't. Jimmy Fallon's getting like some kind of groundswell of support lately. I don't get it.
I like some of the stuff his show does. Like everything about his show is cool except him.
Right. I was gonna say when you can tell when he's involved in writing something and it's awful, and you could tell when he's just acting out what his staff wrote and it's good.
Yeah.
And it's completely obvious.
The musical guests that they have, skits they do are interesting, but just the vehicle for all of it is lame.
Yeah, well, he's going to host this night show. Yeah. So.
But
I mean,
he'll be great for that because he's very willing to play the game and go for mass appeal and stuff like that. He's not going to be as much of a hard ass about that stuff as Conan was.
Yep.
So he'll be fine.
Right.
I won't watch it, but yeah.
Anyways,
he'll be fine.
So this was, who was it, Fred Durst?
Well, Billy Ray Cyrus performing. Yeah. And then Arsenio was like, oh, and there's a special guest. And it's like, oh, who's this special guest? And it's Fred fucking Durst, former Livecast call-in guest.
Oh, wow.
Fred Durst.
I thought maybe it was Miley.
No, she's not going anywhere near her father's career. Get out of here. But this song is so terrible.
Is it a country song?
Yeah, it's like a ballad. Only made worse by Fred Durst's
shitty
rapping.
Are they lovingly singing to each other, or it's not like a duet?
Sharing a spaghetti.
But Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Here is Billy Ray Cyrus.
It's just every country music song you ever heard.
And a special guest performing lately.
He's not even into it. He's like, yeah.
He's half asleep.
He's been
point.
Doing this for like 36 years.
Yeah, he looks 55 years old. And he looks 25. He doesn't look like he hasn't aged.
Black don't crack?
Yeah, he's hermetically sealed in a jar.
He's unfrozen caveman talk show host.
He really, that is what his show is. Is LL Cool J on this track also?
You know what I realized? It's like a Creed song.
Let's hear it.
Well, look at them.
The Creed plus Alabama.
Yeah. Did you say Alabama?
Yeah. I mean just the state, not the band.
Oh, I thought you meant the band.
I don't like black people. Ain't you hear it in my voice? I like beef jerky and NASCAR. It's time. But wait, there's a white northern guy that's gonna come on and rap. So you don't think I'm too southern? I do actually in the chat they're saying they prefer Accidental Racist. I do too. Just because it's a better song, period. Like, forget how stupid the words are.
Okay, so we can skip the second verse.
Yeah, just,
please.
Just when Fred Durst comes out.
2:35, I believe.
Yeah!
You already heard his voice, Fred.
Yeehaw!
Lately, I feel like crashing. I can't believe what's happening.
same bad song with him just whining on it. Well, wait, he's going to sing, though, with Billy.
And he's out of tune. That's what bugs me so much about this.
It gets worse.
So Fred Durst's thing is that he whines and raps.
Wait, here we go.
Oh. It sounds like they mic'd someone in the audience to sing this.
Yeah.
And that's Billy, and he's hardly any better.
How does Frankie Palmieri feel that Fred Durst is more willing to duet with Billy Ray Cyrus than with him?
How did this duet come about? I don't know. Like, hey, Billy Ray, you need to rejuvenate your career with the youth.
They have the same coke dealer. Come on. You know how this happens.
Or the same publicist.
Same difference.
Mike Francesa asked me if I prefer Steve Harvey to Arsenio. No, of course I prefer Arsenio. Or I hate Arsenio less, I would say. I have nothing against
it. Arsenio's
his
fine.
Show, his show.
I don't understand how it got canceled the first time around. It was popular. Like, it was weird to me as a kid, like, that show got canceled.
No, didn't it go into the shitter, though, after a while? Like, there was...
I don't think it was, like, you know, if it was third, it wasn't third by a mile.
No, I remember it really tanking because Arsenio stopped being, like, the cool guy.
But nobody
after
filled
a while.
That void. He left
Well, in Living Color kind of filled it because they were doing all the snarky material.
But they were around
material.
At the same time. I don't think they sort of came in after him.
They came in towards the end of his show run.
Did they?
Yeah. It was, like, 90... I don't know. I want to say exactly, but look it up for me. I want to see when they came because I remember him trying to really ingratiate himself and be more edgy towards the end of that show, and it was just not working, and it was like a huge fail. Like someone did an article recently.
So you're saying having Dave Koz sitting in your band isn't the way to get the
well? Actually, this I don't know if I sent you this article. It was it made a really good point. Like the guy ran down the guest lists, and it was always like one black guest, one white guest, one black guest, one white guest, one hip hop guest.
Well, that's
one rock
more black guests and hip hop guests than any other talk show had.
I guess
the program remained popular into '93, but as the year went on, Hall and Paramount began having ratings problems due in large part to the premiere of three late-night series before the year was out. I guess
Living Color
was
90 to 94.
Oh, okay.
I guess it was the transition. It was with David Letterman when he moved to 11:30, and then they had the Pat Sajak show.
Oh, God.
That was so bad. I don't think they were really competing for an audience.
Oh, and the Chevy Chase, though. So I guess their ratings just
tanked.
And
the Magic Hour.
That came after, though.
I know you're a big fan of that. You still have VHSs of every
episode.
The
Magic Hour. Oh, well, he had that drummer from Lenny Kravitz's band, didn't he? I remember he had, like, the fro-y.
No, that's no. That's
Are
not
you sure?
I believe it was Lisa from Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam, wasn't it?
Oh, God.
It wasn't the... I don't think Lenny... That was pre-Lenny Kravitz female drummer lady.
I don't know.
This was the lady with the two drumsticks, and she'd bang on them and with the congas and stuff.
Okay. Sheila E.?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
It was one of those. Lizette Melendez?
Oh, yeah. The freestyle abroad.
Underrated.
I should do a freestyle playlist one day.
Oh, my God. Do it.
I have so many freestyle songs on my iTunes.
Oh, yeah. Definitely do that.
All right. All right, I will.
Do it right now.
Well, no, I mean, come on. We're doing a show.
The number to dial if you want to be a part of the show, 646-929-1357. The King of Metal, Dave Hill, will be here any moment. He has texted me. He's on his way.
I was going to say, do we know that for
sure? Yes.
When do we get to have ribs?
Should we have them live on the air?
I don't know.
No, I don't think we should have them live on the air.
I put them out, and then I just put them back so that they don't get cold.
We should do it during the music break and then do a recounting.
Okay.
Okay. We'll take a video or something.
So I'm afraid I might be in a commercial for low testosterone medicine at some point.
What?
What?
Wait, what?
This is, yeah, it's a weird story.
Oh, please.
So I'm in Times Square on Friday doing my tourist interviews that I do for work from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's really into it, but there's a camera crew walking around. It's like a guy with a camera, a guy with a clipboard, and a guy asking questions. And they come up to me and they're like, hey, if you'll help us out, we'll help you out. All right, and I figure I get these three guys, I'm done for the day. That's like my quota right there. And so they asked me, do you know what low T is? And I was like, yeah. That's first of all, I think the only way I'd be in the commercial is if they sort of took what I said out of context.
which I'm afraid of. But I did get to completely shit on their product, which they looked so ashamed as I like. Because I have strong opinions about these low-T commercials because it's like 10% about the product and then 90% the side effects, mm-hmm. which are like horrible, horrible side effects.
Really? I never
like
heard
premature
of this.
Puberty. If a pregnant woman comes near the medicine, she'll lose the baby. Like awful, awful. Yeah. Like I'd much rather have low testosterone than any one of these fucking side effects.
If your wife is in the same zip code, she loses her uterus.
So they're like, do you know what low T is? I'm like, yeah, it's low testosterone. He's like, do you know about this medicine? I'm like, oh, that's the one that Stephen Colbert made fun of because of the awful side effects. Yeah. To be honest, I don't know why you guys advertise at all because all you're doing is running down a list of reasons not to do your medicine. And they look so embarrassed. But at one point they did ask me, so what are the symptoms of low T that you know of? Mm-hmm. And I ran some off. And then afterwards I thought about it. I'm like, they could just use that as me saying that these are the symptoms I have. God damn it. I didn't sign a release or anything, but it was on video. I don't know what it's going to be for.
After you tarnished their product, did they still give you the clips that
you
had?
Yeah, they were great. Like, I don't think it's their product personally, though. They did. Their faces did turn a little bit red when I just ranted on how shitty their commercials
are.
Yeah,
I mean, they do have to, like, submit that to their superior.
Someone, yeah.
Can we find out what the... I'm curious what the side effects actually are.
Find a... I think it was maybe Androgel is the product.
Oh.
So if you could find like an online commercial, it's literally 90% horrible side effects.
Sausage fingers.
Basically.
Seeing the dead.
That would be better than the side effects. They would.
Yeah. Your arm falls off.
Chopper dick.
I feel like we talked about this in some
way.
There
we go.
But, yeah.
Let's see.
Sid. Sorry. There, I said it. How did I know? Well, I didn't really. See, I figured low testosterone would decrease my sex drive, but when I started losing energy and became moody, that's when I had an honest conversation with my doctor. We discussed all the symptoms, then he gave me some blood tests. I showed it was low T. That's it. It was a number, not just me.
Today, men with low T have Androgel 1.62% testosterone
Your
gel.
Your penis may
one
fall off.
Number prescribed topical testosterone replacement therapy. Increases testosterone when used daily. Women and children should avoid contact with application
Just
sites.
Just touching...
Discontinue Androgel and call your doctor if you see unexpected signs of early puberty in a child or signs in a woman which may include changes in body hair or a large increase in acne.
Or a large penis.
Exposure. Men with breast cancer or who have or might have prostate cancer and women who are or may become pregnant or are breastfeeding should not use Androgel.
Any woman may become pregnant.
And she's saying it's so slow. Like if they do it like the micro machines guy.
Prostate cancer, then lower sperm count, swelling of ankles, feet or body.
That low testosterone medication might lower your sperm count. What the fuck is the point of taking it then?
I don't know.
Conditions and medication, especially
a side effect is lower testosterone. Like what? Product.
So.
But you're right, most of the commercials is just like the bad side effects.
Yeah.
A clinical study over 80
may cause you to listen to Falconer.
Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. Get the blood tests. Change your number. Turn it up. Androgel 1.62%.
Extreme rib cravings out from the chat.
Like, you'll have higher testosterone, but your wife might have a beard and your 8-year-old son might
grow breasts.
Yeah, like the worst.
Jesus.
And that's not even from taking the medicine. That's from coming near where the medicine was applied.
Right.
So where do you apply this gel?
I think
gel?
It's like you roll it on your armpit or whatever.
Always handle Androgel in an airlock.
Yeah, that's basically it. It's ridiculous. So I basically just ranted about that for like 2 minutes.
Oh.
They were like, if your friend came up to you and said he wanted to start taking Androgel, what would you tell him? And I'd be like, I said, I'd tell him to talk to his doctor. Why is he telling me this? Like, I'm just some guy. He's like, do you think your friends would feel comfortable talking about that? And I'm like, I'm in my 30s. Our testosterone is fine. I think I'm a few decades away from my friends at least having the balls to come up to me and talk to me about having low testosterone. Even if they do at 30, I don't think they're going to want to have a bro down about it.
Is that what guys do? Like, Darren, when you're sitting at the poker table with all these old guys, do they talk about their low testosterone?
I know one guy that always talks about getting Viagra and stuff.
Like
he's like, I just popped the Viagra. I dig his fucking head. He just starts going off.
Wait, like before the game?
Well, no.
It's the table up.
The motor helps me focus. Yeah.
Well, Anderson don't think he means just. I mean, you think he pops it during the day and does whatever he has to do, plays, and then goes home and bangs abroad, I guess.
But that's at least, you know, if you're taking Viagra, that means you're probably getting laid.
Does the
low T is just, I don't
know. Or, I mean, do you have to get laid? What if you just want it for jerking off?
That's so sad.
What a waste.
Yeah.
That is this. If you have to take medicine just to jerk off.
Yeah, that's.
Oh.
I feel like the guy that was driving the Greyhound bus went home and like jerked off into the toilet and then went
Viagra?
To sleep. Yeah.
Oh.
Like that was the most exciting part.
How do you know?
Part.
He has a lovely wife.
I don't think so.
I've been driving this bus for 51 years.
Or a rugged husband. You don't know.
It's possible.
He just seemed like the most miserable person I have ever encountered in my whole life.
Androgel may cause Asperger's and deafness in one ear.
Androgel. Androgel may cause you to be a bus driver for the rest of your life, not hearing weird alarms because your door is half open.
Right. Alarm deafness.
Androgel may cause you to see bricks in your front yard.
And buy cat litter in bulk.
Yeah. Huh. May cause cocaine binges, stiff necks, and extreme gingerness. And believing you have friends in the FBI. Androgel. Androgel may cause you to fall out of a bus window.
Oh, no.
Androgel. Do not take Androgel before a Lamb of God show. You may fall off the stage.
Androgel.
Thanks, voiceover guy.
No problem. I don't know if you guys saw this, like, Kuma's Corner. It's like a burger place in Chicago. They have this new burger inspired by Ghost. So it's like a metal-themed burger joint. Mm-hmm. All the burgers are named after bands and have, like a theme to them in regard to the band. So the Ghost Burger, Ghost, of course, like a sacrilegious, like, you know, satanic-themed band. Mm-hmm. So this burger had, like, a communion wafer on it, basically, in addition to a 10-ounce patty, a slow-braised goat shoulder, aged white cheddar, Ghost chili aioli?
Aioli, yeah.
A red wine reduction, and a communion wafer garnish.
Ah.
And for some reason, Catholics are offended by this.
Now, can I
Aren't
break
Catholics
in here?
Offended by everything?
Yeah.
I'm offended that there's a wafer on a burger. I don't care about it. It just doesn't sound wrong.
You can request that the wafer not come with the burger.
Yeah.
Or you can have it as your dessert. Have
it
on the side.
But the fact that it's a... Hey, what's up?
Dave Hill is here
in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. The fact that there's a wafer on the burger, the fact that it's religious, like...
But is it, like, just a regular communion wafer? They probably, like, it's probably, like, I don't know...
It's not a...
Caramelized cheddar or some shit.
No, it's an actual wafer, but it's unconsecrated, so it's not, like, supposed to be offensive.
You're the religious guy.
Right. Are you discussing...
The Ghost Burger.
Oh, I have my thoughts on this.
Please.
No, I'm late to the party.
We just started.
Chime right in. Well, I wanted to play this this NBC Chicago news clip, because the whole news clip is basically like, there's a controversy brewing.
No
and then, like, everyone they interview is like, oh, it's not a big deal. Yeah. So
it's the freaking burger. It's cookie.
Known for its burgers and rock music, is stirring up a little controversy today.
It's all over a simply delicious creation. NBC5's Leanne Trotter is live outside Kuma's Corner on Belmont with details. Uh-huh. Leanne?
Robin Marion, the question here is whether Kuma's newest burger is sacrilegious. Well, the director of operations tells me they had no intention of offending anybody, nor are they mocking Christianity. They say
yes,
it's
they are. Come
just
on.
The way they do business.
As soon as we posted it, we started getting commentary from people all over the country.
The burger looks good, though.
The Ghost Burger is named after a Swedish heavy metal that uses religious overtones. The burger is topped with a red wine reduction and an unconsecrated communion wafer, which represents the body and blood of Jesus. Kuma's Corner names all its specialty burgers after heavy metal bands. And
all right, let me just fast forward to the priest.
The reason why we're doing it.
If it were consecrated,
we'd
have
a priest to comment on this.
And would be absolutely out of the pale, and we'd have a whole different kind of response. But this one, you know, I wouldn't do it, but I don't think I'm going to run down the block and, you know, sit in the restaurant and complain about it.
Good for you.
All right. There we go. So I don't understand it. How do you feel about it, Dave, now
Wait,
that you're in?
What? I can't hear my mic, and yours is breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I should be...
How's that? Do you hear me better now? Do you hear my...
I can't hear you. It's all right. I mean, I can hear you.
Yeah, you can just unplug. It's more so for the callers. You might not hear a caller. But we'll probably get that fixed. Yeah, we'll get it fixed for the music break.
I can hear you because you're sitting across from me.
Right.
Well, that burger, first of all, it sounds disgusting. It has, like, goat in it.
Yeah. Well, it's a burger with goat on top of it.
Yeah, which sounds kind of gross.
Peas and goat in one is not for you?
Together at last. It just sounds like it's kind of gross.
Okay.
The thing is, like... I feel like if Ghost, the band, were actually going to do a burger, it's not what they would have done.
Right.
Like, they wouldn't have used a Catholic host or whatever. They would have had, like, a host with a pentagram or something on it.
I see what you're saying.
Because the thing about Ghost, like, it's clearly, like, they're basically like, taking the Catholic Church and just flipping it upside down. But they never really... it's all about Satan. They never
They don't talk about God.
They never do.
Yeah.
And this burger is like not getting it right, getting the tone of Ghost right by having an actual host from a Catholic church.
So you're saying there's this whole different controversy that no one is talking about here.
I'm just
saying they've got the aesthetic wrong.
Poorly executed.
Yeah.
Now, as a Catholic, though, I will say, and I say, you know, everyone is, but, you know.
As a born Catholic, not as a practicing Catholic?
Well, I don't differentiate because I think that's for pussies. Basically, because you never hear, you're Jewish, right?
All of us here.
You're all Jewish?
Yeah.
You're all Jewish?
Correct.
I thought you were like Italian Catholic.
Guy. Nope.
Italian.
No, you're not. Are you really?
I swear, yeah. Totally Jewish.
You never hear a Jew say... Oh, I was raised Jewish or anything.
Yeah.
They're not pussies about it. It's like you are it's what you are. So like Catholics especially, because they think like if you say you're Catholic, people are going to jump to all these conclusions like, oh, you must be a misogynistic, homophobic motherfucker who supports the way the church handled all the child raping and all that. But anyway. But I digress. But no, as a Catholic, it doesn't. I love Ghost. I mean, you know that.
Yeah.
They were like one of my favorite. I swear, like they're the only band I would, if they wanted me to run their street team, I would do it. I'm a grown man with a lot going on. I would still do it.
You'd carve out time for their street team.
Yeah, but I also say like, I don't know. The burger in the restaurant, even though the burger I think is poorly executed, because I read about this on the internet, and of course it's the commenters who are like, good, you know, fuck those Christians or whatever. That, I think, is lame to be like, oh, yeah, good. Like, they don't really even get the jokes. I think the joke is ultimately harmless. And
yeah.
And I don't like when people are like, oh, fuck Christians, and even though a lot of them are crazy, but it's like the last thing. If you say fuck any other religion, people are like, oh, my God, you're racist. You know, this or that, anti-Semite or whatever, but you can sit and, shit on Christians all you want. And I say that not because I'm Catholic. I just say that in general. I don't know. I'm
whizzed
right now.
We shouldn't insult Christians? Or
About insulting Christians so much as I feel like the majority of Christians are good people. I just feel like the religion, it's like the less closely they hew to the actual religion, the better people they are, generally.
Yeah, of course. And I'm just saying it's like don't drag every Christian down some nut job. It's like hating all Muslims because of, you know, the events of September 11th. But we're getting off track.
What happened, though,
September 11th? I'll Google it.
I should probably Google it.
We're getting way off topic.
Yeah.
The burger, I'm all for it, first of all.
Yeah.
I just think... It's poorly executed and it sounds disgusting. And as a guy who knows what a host tastes like, it would definitely not be a good addition to a hamburger.
What does it taste like?
It's like a bland, flat, like wheat yeast. No, I guess, I don't know if there's yeast in it.
It's like a wafer.
Yeah, it feels like a Necco wafer.
No,
tasty, sweet wafers.
No, it's like...
It's
no,
like the
you don't.
Version of matzah, basically, right?
Yeah, and matzah kind of sucks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's meant to suck.
Yeah. They make things out of matzah that are really good.
Yeah, I like matzah.
Yeah, if you just eat a piece of matzah, it's gross. Yeah.
I'm all for it. Yeah. I mean, I'm an honorary Jew, basically.
The egg matzah?
Aside from being Catholic, I'm an honorary Jew.
We're all honorary Jews anyway, basically, at this point.
I'm all for the ghost burger, though. I just think they did a bad job with it. I think the band would have done a better job.
Do we have any other a list of other burgers that they have, other band-themed burgers? And
yeah,
I could
load up their menu.
There, out of curiosity. Like, are they all, like, shitty representations of that band, or are there some better-sounding burgers that we...
Let's see.
Goat, I just funnier. Think... I like a little goat now again. Don't get me wrong. But... It's not that good.
It's a Danzig burger.
There's so many different flavors on that burger. Like, all the components are good separate, but I don't know, together. I agree with you.
I bet you'd get the burger and be like, this would be a really good burger if you got rid of the goat and basically everything they added to it.
Yeah. So they have the Black Sabbath, which has blackening spice, house-made chili, pepper jack, and red onion.
That sounds good.
Mm. Sounds good. I don't know what it has to do with Black Sabbath.
No, they nailed that.
What,
like.
All right, in what way?
Red Onion, Bill Ward. no, I don't know. It just sounds good.
The Iron Maiden, Chipotle mayo, cherry peppers, pepper jack, avocado, lettuce, tomato, onion.
The avocado ruins the burger. It's good.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a pansy burger. I don't think that goes around.
The Led Zeppelin, bacon, slow-cooked pork shoulder, barbecue sauce, sharp cheddar, and pickles.
That's like a Leonard Skinner burger. That's not. Yeah,
these all sound good, but I don't know what they have to do with the, like the Black Sabbath at least like had the blackened spices or whatever.
Oh, I didn't hear that. That
the Pig Destroyer, slow cooked pulled pork shoulder and barbecue sauce.
You know, bacon.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Bacon too.
Pig Destroyer, they got the best burger. It sounds like.
Oh well, it's a pulled pork sandwich. It's
basically,
not a burger. Yeah.
That's now nice. How? What the real question is what. Just go. Are you reading their menu online?
Yeah, yeah.
Like they don't have like an Avenged Sevenfold burger or any crappy band.
No.
It's all good.
They have
the
Avenged Seven-layer dip. Are there appetizers that are also band themed?
No. The appetizers are just
what bands?
Okay, here are all the bands: Absu, Black Sabbath, Goatsnake, High on Fire, Iron Maiden, Kaijo, who I've never heard of, Lair of the Minotaur, Led Zeppelin, Mastodon, Metallica, Neurosis, Pantera, Plaguebringer, Slayer, Weekend Nachos, and Yob. Let's see what the Slayer one is.
The Avenged Sevenfold Burger is just one of each different kind of burger.
Yeah, it copies
and,
all the
yeah,
other
they
ones.
Just mash it up into one burger.
The Slayer is a 12-ounce patty on a bed of fries, chili, cherry peppers, caramelized onion, Andouille sausage.
Andouille. Come on, man.
I don't know.
Rob can't read.
Shredded Monterey Jack, green onion, and anger in caps.
Nice. That sounds
good. I would
that
go
sounds
for that.
Delicious.
What's the Pantera burger?
Let's see. A house-made ranchero salsa, bacon, shredded Monterey Jack, roasted poblano? I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. Tortilla strips.
He just shovels the food in his mouth.
Yeah, just put it in my mouth.
He doesn't read it.
That sounds good, except for the tortilla strips.
Well, it's Texas-y, I guess.
Yeah.
You could take it out, I'm sure. You'd be like, no.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The ghost burger, if I could take off the goat and the host, it would probably be delicious.
And Mike Francis says the Pantera burger can only be ordered by white people. That's cruel. Come on, they're not racist, guys.
What? 786, you're on the Metal Injection Live Show.
There's a meme that Mike Francis wrote that. There's a meme that Pantera is a racist.
No.
Because one time he said that.
Phil Anselmo, not Pantera.
Yeah. Phil Anselmo.
Well, there was a rumor that Phil Anselmo said, you will refer to me as white man or dude.
Yeah.
No.
To the sword.
To who?
The sword.
The band?
Yeah, they were like opening for Pantera one year. I don't know.
He said you referred to me as...
The Sword were around while Pantera was performing?
Maybe, yeah.
I thought they were like a relative...
It might be a different band, but it was just some rumor.
Well, what did he say?
I forgot what he said. He called him bro.
Yeah, I think.
He's like, you will call me white man. You will refer to me as dude or white man or something like that, he said.
But that sounds
I'm
like
sure
a...
if he said anything even close to that, he was completely kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's... Like a funny, hilarious goofball.
There you go.
I mean that in the nicest way. Plus, his solo band is he has an Iranian guy, a Mexican guy. If you're a racist, you wouldn't have.
Keep
your enemies close.
If he's racist, he's not doing a very good job. He's the opposite of a racist.
And you spend time with him. You know.
Yeah, I would know.
Yeah, exactly.
Hangs out with Catholics.
He's on your speed dial, basically.
He's on my speed dial.
All right, 786.
He actually doesn't have a cell phone.
Oh, really? Wow.
At least that's what he keeps telling me.
All right, let's get it. 786 on the line. You're on the Mental Injection Live Cast. What's up?
What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Kevin. Kevin from Miami.
What's up, Kevin?
What's up? I'm a part of the fantasy league with Sid.
Oh, okay, you're on the fantasy league.
Are we gonna get that burger?
Oh, you're not gonna get the burger, but there will be some prize for the winner of the fantasy
league.
No,
we'll mail you a burger. Cooked. It might taste disgusting by the time you get it, but yeah, we will mail you a burger.
That'd be awesome.
There we go.
But dude, I've seen your team. Don't worry, you're not winning. You're in no danger of winning.
How do you know who this is?
Because I know. I was talking trade with him the other day.
Oh, okay.
He is. Your team is Iron Sheik Boners, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's won a game yet.
Jeez.
Oh, look the giant.
I won last week and I'm winning today.
Well, today isn't over yet. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Well, I could tell suck my cob to suck my cob.
Oh, talking some smack. Yeah. All right. Thank you for calling in. We have a live cast fantasy league with just a bunch of fans and Sid do a football fantasy league.
Yeah. And it's a football? It's not like a band fantasy?
No.
You should set something like that up on Mental Injection.
But how would it work? Like, what would it be, record set? Like, how would that?
Touring, I don't know. Have mentions on Mental Injection?
People pushed off stages.
Oh, no.
I got Sid to laugh.
I know who my first round pick is.
Who would it be? I don't know.
Lamb of God. Because he killed that guy, remember?
Oh, geez.
He didn't.
Well, someone did.
Someone
did. He was closest.
The guy died how long after?
Like a few hours after.
Oh, a few hours.
Yeah.
I thought
he died maybe a day or two after.
No, it wasn't hours. He
went to the in the hospital, he died.
I thought it was like weeks later.
I don't remember. It's not like I have a metal website. It's not like I covered the story extensively.
You added an addition to your apartment based on the ad revenue.
No. It wasn't that much ad revenue.
But it's pretty good, though.
What, the hits that you got off the story?
Yeah, like, well, anytime there's like any sort of tragic story, that's like when.
Rob,
the sad reality.
Rob, for business.
It is good for business.
Rob only wishes he was around when Cliff Burton fell out of that window.
If only Metal Injection existed around that. Yeah. No, but yeah, that's what gets like the most viewed story this past year was that singer from As I Lay Dying who
the attempted murder.
Yeah, who like tried to hire a hitman. Allegedly, we should say.
Allegedly. And they're a shitty band also.
Yeah, I mean like well they're nice people, I'll say that.
Well,
except for the murderer part.
Except for the murderer.
Yeah.
Oh, good Christian.
Well, funny enough, he left Christianity before
like
a month or two before the murder for hire.
Well, you got to.
And what's funny is like there would always be like Christians in the comments like defending him like oh it's because he left you know the word of God and like
wait are they a Christian metal band?
Kind of.
They're not explicitly a Christian metal band, but most of them are Christian.
It's like their extracurricular statements seem to be Christian, right?
Yeah, yeah.
More so than the music.
Yeah, like the. I mean, the lyrics aren't necessarily spiritual, but
the murder, the attempted murders, that's bad for business, right? Has it hurt their touring schedule?
Oh well, they're not touring because he's under house arrest.
I bet it's
not
for
and they
sales,
had a
though.
Tour that was planned, yeah. And they had to.
I don't know. Would it really help records? I mean, it's like a pretty negative impact on your brand.
But it's still just like curiosity seekers and stuff
about
it that wouldn't have.
I don't know.
For back catalog stuff.
I guess like there might
maybe,
be a jump,
or
but...
maybe people like him better now that he is an attempted murderer. It just makes him
cooler. More true.
No,
it's like
I feel like when someone like people in metal. Or anything. People like rumors of like stuff, but when something's actually like in court
and
papers,
this, he like,
done this,
but
people
he didn't
are like,
even
oh,
really.
Whoa,
he didn't pull
it off.
A little too extreme. Too extreme.
Then this is sort of more like he didn't actually kill anyone. He didn't even find an actual hitman.
Well,
so it just makes him look silly and not really.
Well, he's a puss. I would think that he like I would have more respect for him if he just tried to kill his wife.
Yeah.
Not that I support that behavior whatsoever.
Look at what it did for Ozzy's
career. Like, you don't even have the decency to do it yourself, you pussy.
Well, he didn't want his kids involved. He didn't want to harm his kid. He did it for his kids. That's his
Dumb
rationalization.
An awful man from an awful band, it sounds like.
Yeah.
That's my verdict.
The king of metal has spoken.
Yeah. Major pussy from a shitty band. Yeah. It's fairly consistent with everything I thought about him already.
There you go.
And it's just like, oh, yeah. Okay.
And do they have a new singer? What's the deal? What are they doing?
Oh, they don't, like, they're going to wait out until
loyalty.
But I feel like even
until
if
the
he,
bank account dips a little too
if
low.
Somehow he's like not guilty, I feel like his reputation has been tarnished.
Yeah.
So much.
I don't think you can come back from that.
No.
Even though I feel like with some fans, it's not been tarnished.
Yeah.
Like, people are, there's so many defenders of him. Like, you know that public shaming Tumblr, they did a whole thing where,
but
like, people
don't want to work with him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, people won't work with him, but
guys will.
If he self-releases stuff,
I think people won't want to date him.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I don't know, like, a producer's going to be like, oh, this.
Would you work with him, Dave? Would you, if he was like,
I would not.
We need you to come in.
Him, that's with, why do you, I stopped working with Chris Brown after what happened.
You're quite the feminist.
I would like to work with nice people who don't try to, who don't beat the crap out of women or try to have them murdered.
Yeah.
That's you know.
I think that's reasonable.
That's my hang up.
That's a good baseline for feminism.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's take a quick music break because there's some ribs. And Darren's girlfriend made ribs and Darren brought some
lamb ribs.
Some lamb ribs.
Ooh.
Awesome.
I don't know if you're a vegetarian or not.
I'm the opposite.
He was talking about burgers before.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to a music break. Speaking of feminism, let's get some female-fronted metal up in here. I don't, up in here is not very metal, but here's Arch Enemy.
We'll be right back. While your heirs continue to get raped by this brutal metal, Rob is scanning Twitter for mentions of his name. It might be a while, so here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Thank you.
listening to the show that Kerry King of Slayer plays on his iPod whenever he's not busy watching Schindler's List. Backwards. It's the Metal Injection live cast. Took a while, but Rob is finally done eating that plate of ribs he ordered during the music break. So we now return to the Metal Injection live cast. Please excuse the mess.
You got that a little wrong, Chuck. I didn't order the ribs. Darren's wonderful girlfriend provided them, and they were delicious.
It was a gift.
Oh, they were so well seasoned.
I would like to read some of the burgers that were listed in the chat.
Uh-oh. Oh, while we were at music break.
The Labonte burger is made of gunpowder and repressed homosexuality.
Okay.
And the chef serves it to you, calling you a faggot.
Okay. That sounds
I like
all right.
That.
The chef actually comes out himself. It's not even
yeah.
a waiter. Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. That's service.
The Amur Burger electrocutes people. Don't try to eat the Suicide Silence Burger and drive at the same time, or else. What else here? Let's see. Eating the Lulu burger may cause you to have low testosterone.
Yeah, well.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's about it. Do you have a rib bit stuck in your beard that was mentioned in the
he
channel?
Did. He did. He actually did. Noah was mad that I pointed it out. She wanted to see if he'd go the whole night
with
it.
Sorry.
I wanted to take a picture or something to exploit Rob.
By the way, we're joined on the podcast this week by the King of Metal, Dave Hill.
That's right.
Dave, your new book, Tasteful Nudes. Well, it's been out for a while now.
It's new in paperback. Yeah.
So what's the difference? Is there any bonus features? Any behind the scenes documentaries?
You can. This is better. The paperback's better for the on the go lifestyle. You know.
I gotcha.
And you can roll it up into like a cylindrical object for stabbing.
Well, would the sheets of paper make for good rolling paper for doobies? Do you think
more so than the hardcover? Yes.
Yeah.
Would you ever put out an audiobook for like the real on the go?
Yeah, well, I want to. Yeah, I think there will be eventually. There's been a hold-up.
That'd be cool.
And would you narrate your audiobook, do you feel? Or would you get, like, Sean Connery or
Fenris.
Something? Fenris. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I guess maybe I would do it. If Fenris can't do it, we'll see.
I see. And also, you spent some time with Phil Anselmo. You gave us a call a few weeks back.
Yeah, we were chatting, maybe on the way back from the airport.
Yeah, you just got back. But tell us about it. You spent like a week at his, like, he has like a farm, right? His Nosferatu's lair or whatever.
Well, that's just the barn.
Oh, okay.
Not Nosferatu's lair, it's the barn. But then he has, a whole big, delightful farm. No, it's like a compound. Mm-hmm. There's a beach and...
Really?
Different buildings and houses and
animals.
What kind of animals were you hanging out with?
Chickens and dogs and a cat or two. And then I heard yesterday that he just got a pig.
Wow.
Yeah. Word on the street.
Just as a pet, or is he going to kill it and cook it one
day? I think just as a pet.
Nice.
So where did you stay when you were with him? Were you, like, on the compound?
Actually, we didn't stay there because we were down – there was a bunch of us, the Adult Swim folks, and we stayed, down the street or something.
Oh, okay. Would you basically hang out with him all day? Like, what's Phil like in the morning?
He's a delight. I don't know. He's just super funny.
Regular
French toast or challah bread French toast at the Anselmo compound?
I actually have to say I don't know if I've seen him eat breakfast.
Oh.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I know he drinks coffee because I've seen that.
What kind of does he have a special, like a food preference? Like, does he prefer chicken fingers? You seem like you eat a lot of chicken fingers.
I don't know. You know, I have to say... The more I'm thinking about it, I have not seen him eat. I've seen him eat ribs.
Oh, okay.
We ate ribs one night. And then, gosh, I don't know. Because we would have food every day. Mm-hmm. And I would be just sort of wandering around eating and things. I have seen him eat.
Okay.
I've seen him eat ribs and hamburgers.
Okay.
And drink coffee. But I don't know. Oh, I know. You know what he likes? He grows his own vegetables.
Oh, wow.
And he makes a nice salad. He makes a very delicious salad.
Dressing? Is there any dressing?
Does he make his own dressing?
I believe he makes, I think oil and vinegar sort of Italian dressing.
Croutons?
I don't know about the croutons. I don't think so. But I know, they grow their own vegetables.
Wow.
And he makes a delightful salad. that I've actually seen, now that I'm thinking about it.
Hmm. Right. That's crazy. And there's, like, people from other bands that live on his compound, too, right? Like Mike from I Hate Con.
Yeah, he lives in the building, the Nosferatu's Lair building.
Oh, it's a whole building. Wow.
Well, it's like a barn.
Oh.
And then there's the studio.
Well,
there's
I imagine a barn is just, like, where animals hang out.
Well, it's a barn. Is maybe.
Have you met these people?
No. I don't know. He has an apartment. He and his wife have a pad. There and then the studio there and the rehearsal, the rock room, the jam room, and then there's another building.
Somewhere. Is there an internet room?
An internet room?
For Rob to hang out when he comes
over? For checking email?
Yeah, and checking in on Foursquare and tweeting and whatnot.
Can't you do that from anywhere?
You can do that from anywhere, yeah.
Can't
you
don't need
his phone. Are you asking if he has Wi-Fi? Yeah, he has Wi-Fi. I can't remember what the password is.
What's his network called?
I don't want to say because then, someone could be in the neighborhood and be like, I'm going to try try to get on Phil's Wi-Fi network.
Well,
I wouldn't.
I do want to tell you something, though. I've noticed Phil Anselmo started Instagramming. In fact, the week that you went down there is the week he started Instagramming. So I think you're getting a more social networking conscious. But there was one photo that he posted not too long ago where he geotagged the layer.
Yeah.
And that's like basically giving away his location to everybody on Instagram.
I guess so. But it would be hard to...
Is there secure? Is it like a gated area type thing?
They got all the members of Crowbar at different points.
I think it would be... It's like a compound.
You can't just walk right in.
No.
Is there an electric fence?
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend trying to walk right in.
Yeah, Rob, don't get any ideas, Rob.
Phil, it's me. I come to interview. Just no. Not happening.
No. But it's way out there.
Yeah. Just in the sticks, totally like in the middle of nowhere.
Pretty much.
Do you see it like his neighbors? Are they like close by or it's just him? Like, he could have murdered you and no one would know, other than the people, like the adults and people.
I think the other people, the other people that were there.
Yeah, but other than them, though.
They would know. No, I don't know. I think there's neighbors.
Okay.
Does he have a bodega on his compound?
Oh.
What if he needs some gum or a loaf of bread?
A Goya truck pulls up twice weekly. Just unload some beans and sofrito.
I don't know. That's something to think about. I don't know. He seems pretty, he's got a good setup.
Yeah. He's happy with it. He's comfortable.
It's love. It's a little paradise.
Yeah.
It's a slice of paradise.
Do you have a bomb shelter?
There might be. I don't know.
I'm just curious. I really love Phil Anselmo. I want to know.
Well, it's in Louisiana, so it's hard to build underground, you know, because of the flooding and such.
Mm-hmm.
Question from our chat for you to field here. Does he have guns on his compound?
I don't believe so, no. There's a lot of swords.
I was about to ask if there was going to be like a Branch Davidian kind of showdown with the ATF at some point.
I don't know. I don't believe so. Not that I'm aware.
He's hoarding guitars and rifles. And
there's a lot of like weaponry.
Yeah, like
axes and things that we used in our, you know, the thing that we shot.
Does artistic like weaponry.
Does he have like an underage harem of child brides?
No. Just His girlfriend.
Okay.
Fiance. His girlfriend.
She's legal age?
Yes.
Okay.
She's a grown woman.
Just in case the ATF is listening right now.
These are all. Alone. I'm not telling secrets. These are all Googleable things.
Yeah.
Except for the thing with the swords.
Yeah. So those, like any other cool like mementos that he had that he showed to, like, here's a bear I killed.
like a with my own bear. Hand.
Closet
There's
full of Android
a lot of, it's like a metal and horror movie museum,
basically.
His whole.
Oh, that's right.
Everywhere.
Are you going to go to his horror festival thing?
I hope to. Yeah, I hope to go for a night or two. I'm in Austin.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it sounds like they really, they really put together a good, like a good bill of shows and.
Yeah, Down, I Hate God, Star and Dagger. Philip H. Anselmo and the Illegals.
The Melvins.
Melvins. Honky, I think.
Yeah. And the Melvins drummer is going to be playing with I Hate God.
Yeah.
Which should be crazy.
And then there'll be Goblin.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they playing like down the block tonight?
Yes. Oh, are they?
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
There's
a
line
whole
outside
line,
of Music Hall in Williamsburg. I think the marquee said Goblin.
Oh, is that what people... I was trying to figure out who was playing based on looking at the fans, and they did not look like Goblin fans.
Mm.
I think people from the area just go to shows sometimes not knowing who's
just
playing.
Just to rock out.
Yeah.
Oh, and Pig Destroyer also playing.
Pig Destroyer, he's a big fan of theirs.
Oh, really? Oh, that's great.
He wears Pig Destroyer shirt a lot.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I hope his pet pig doesn't see that shirt. Why, Daddy?
I don't know. I wish Portal was playing.
Oh, yeah. From Australia.
They're, I know he's they a got big... a hot sound.
He's a big fan of theirs as well, I know.
Yeah, he got a tattoo. Last time we were in Cleveland, he got a tattoo.
Wow.
A Portal tattoo. That's commitment.
Yeah, really?
That is.
Yeah.
And he's running out of space, too, so that's like...
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a Portal... Okay, here's a Portal song for those of you who've never heard them. Previously, the front man of the band would come out with a clock on his head, like a grandfather clock, but he doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, what is he wearing now?
I think it's something else. I'll find some live footage and I'll let you know what this is. This is a hot sound that the King of Metal recommends.
CBS.
That's basically it.
It's really, it makes most other bands sound like pussies.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Absolutely.
How do they even, like, replicate that sound live?
Oh, do you want me to play some live footage?
Yeah, they nail it live.
Yeah.
So he wears, like, a veil now. He kind of looks, I don't know, it's like he has, like, a priest uniform, but then, like, with his face covered up. This is just them live. Like an engine fail.
It sounds like a really heavy window.
The thing with that band is, how would you know if anyone made a mistake?
Yeah.
Like, after the show, it would be like, dude, what the fuck was that during the second verse?
We need to tighten up, man.
It's not about that, man. It's about the art.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. I mean, it really clears your head out.
Yeah,
it's kind of terrifying, that music, I have to say.
Yeah, like, how could I can't really listen to more than a song or maybe two.
Like, if they, you know how they play, I guess, like, when they're in, they were like playing Slayer, mm-hmm. like the U.S. Army was like playing Slayer to like torture.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah,
people.
Yeah.
They should have been playing Portal.
Yeah, there's way worse.
That would
stuff.
Be way scarier. Yeah. I feel like Slayer wouldn't be that. It would be like, they'd probably like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Deicide, I think, is like stuff like you got to play death metal, like Suffocation.
Yeah, really.
The good stuff.
Yeah, really put it to them.
Yeah, there's still some melody within a Slayer song.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I don't know if that, what do people think about that when they try to scare the shit out of them with music? I don't think that's that bad, really.
Yeah, like, what if the person is a death metal fan, though? That's what I mean, like,
there's still a limit.
You're getting to them through hard times.
Yeah. Like, ah, Frank Mullen really connects with me on this song. Or like, fucked with a knife. I know, I'm there right now.
They go on a journey of self-discovery.
Yeah.
What's that, Zero Dark 30?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they play some metal in that movie?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I don't know what band they were playing.
I don't remember.
Look it up, Rob. You probably posted about this.
No. Everyone in Zero Dark 30 is really attractive. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone involved in the killing of Osama bin Laden is very attractive. That was the one thing I took away from that movie.
Oh, Rorschach. It's like
New
Jersey band.
That's what they played in the movie?
Yeah.
Huh. I like Rorschach. Liked.
I thought you said Horshack.
So that band's probably making some sweet coin from that Zero Dark 30.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
They did, like, reunite last year and play a show here. Maybe it was because of that.
Yeah, that capitalize on all the fans they got.
I mean, it was at Santos Party House, so it wasn't, like, a huge show, but still, something.
Yeah, this is it. Is this it? Well, I guess it's a little... Let me fast forward here. It sounds familiar. Oh, well, it has to be this. See, I wouldn't be. I could handle this.
Yeah.
But you are not a terrorist from the Middle East. And this is me on record saying this, Rob, so you can have this drop forever. You are not a Middle Eastern terrorist who grew up with completely different music. And
yeah, I guess that's true.
But yeah, you saying, oh yeah, metal music wouldn't freak me the fuck out. It's like, yeah, it's your job, so I would hope not.
Yeah. Solid point. Yeah, I don't know. Like, aren't there better ways to torture people?
I would torture you by just taking nice ribs and throwing them in the garbage.
Oh,
like waving.
The thought of it is torturing.
None
me.
For you.
No.
Shrimp cocktail, dump it out.
No.
Right, whole platter right into
do
the
not
trash.
Dump that imaginary shrimp cocktail out, Sid. That is a travesty.
No, right. Lock him in an airtight glass container and just have people vape all around the container.
No. Oh, my goodness. You get me. People smoking around me and me not getting any? That is definitely bad.
Wow, Rob, your friends really do know how to torture you.
Yeah.
We know what he likes.
Tell you Chromio broke up.
No, no!
That's cruel. You need to find out that you got to really get Chromio to break up. That's how you do
I've
it.
I've been trying. It's tough. But I am trying. There's only two of them, so it shouldn't be that difficult.
It's true. And what are they, Israeli and Palestinian?
Something like that, right, Rob?
Yeah.
There's probably the seeds of hatred you could...
No, they're homies.
For now. Not, wait till Sid gets done with it.
You can plant some seeds.
Capsburger says, oh, you can make Rob eat his own cum. Wait, never mind.
Come
oh,
on.
You've done that, though.
Yeah.
I've tried it.
Yeah.
I've sampled it.
What was your takeaway?
Salty.
A little salty.
Really?
Like a little...
How much did you? I know we've talked about this. How much of your own jizz did you ingest?
Just like a little, like a
sampling.
I dabbed my finger, like I.
Where did you
it,
scooped it from? Where?
From like when I, you know, under my like, you know, that area where my treasure trail is. Where my cum landed.
Did you get like a hair on your finger? Did it like a hair stick to your finger?
No, no, it wasn't like on the hair. It was like near the treasure trail. In a non-hairy area.
Rob, if you had a bottle of sriracha next to you, would you put it on your finger with your cum?
No, I wanted to. I wanted the taste
yeah, that
the,
would
the pure form. Yeah,
you wouldn't know what you're just.
You should, you should have a food blog where you just review your own bodily fluids. Like
that's
like
the only bodily fluid I've tried.
Well, then there's a lot of fodder for the blog.
Bodily fluid foodie.
Yeah.
That Tumblr.com.
You've tasted your own blood before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
I would think.
Yeah.
You probably tasted your own piss and shit and stuff and not realized it.
How would that have happened?
Oh, the world's covered in piss.
In my piss and shit, though?
Yours, everyone's. Everything.
But there need to be a substantial amount to get a taste.
Yeah.
Your own boogers. We've covered that.
I guess my snot. I've
that's the heard. Worst for me. The eat people eat boogers.
Yeah,
I can't even picture how you make that connection where that'd be a good idea to do it.
You don't have a tissue. And you're respectful of your environment.
Yeah,
no. What if you're respectful of your environment?
It disintegrates. I feel it just evaporates into the world.
Or so you hope.
Yeah, it's perishable.
And you're
gonna
have a booger monster coming out of your under your bed.
Oh no!
That's right. Just eat it.
But yeah, salty, a little salty.
Good to know.
Wait, your boogers or your
no, no,
they're both.
All right.
Eats like skin. You have so much you can review.
What about earwax?
Beard hair.
No, I don't. I've never.
That would be gross.
Yeah.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah. No eating.
Toe jam.
Jizz, no problem.
Have you tried your own semen?
I haven't.
Never. As a woman, that
after hearing Rob's story, are you considering it?
Yeah.
I feel like he's got it covered. And I feel like, I'm like, all right, I guess I'll
he's
just...
He's doing it for all us guys.
Yeah. I'm not that curious, to be honest. Yeah. You know?
Rob's the canary in the coal mine when it comes to jizz eating.
Well, he didn't die, so...
Has a lady ever filleted you to completion and tried it and been like, oh!
Like, attempted a snowball? That's what I mean?
Oh, no, well, sure, that as well.
Wait, what was the first
I mean,
part?
Like, has a lady ever reviewed the taste of your semen?
They just seemed psyched.
But no, any snowball attempts where they try to just spit it back in your mouth.
That's just cruel.
Yeah, that's.
I feel like maybe that has been attempted at some point in my life, and I was not into it. But I have to think about that.
That's a good way to not get a second date. Yeah. Try to do that. No, I guess if you're
what
to
if it's
that
a really
point
good,
on a first date, then you probably will get a second
what
date.
What if it's such a good blowjob that you want to kiss the girl and you're like, I need to
cheek.
Kiss her right now.
Kiss her on the cheek. Kiss
I need
on
to
the
French
forehead.
Kiss her.
It can wait.
No, it can wait, yeah.
It can wait a few minutes. A little Listerine.
It's your own semen, though. What's the word? What's
yeah.
so bad?
It, yeah.
Listen,
it still makes you gay, is my point.
I don't look at on it as gay. I just think it's gross. I don't want it in my mouth. That's nothing to do with being homophobic. I just don't want to taste that. What I don't want to taste my own poop either.
What if she swallows it and then gives you a kiss? French kiss.
She would. She knows better than to do that. She would not do that.
Seconds.
But like odds are, you probably have tasted some of your own jizz and you didn't realize it.
I may have had some of the cells in my mouth. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't feel like
never
there was
enough,
enough
to notice the flavor.
Yeah, exactly. But then it doesn't matter to me because the thought of it doesn't bother me at all. It's the you know, the idea of tasting it, I guess.
It's like those food products that have the warning may contain peanuts. You don't necessarily taste the peanuts in there, but there
you,
might
but
just
you're
be a
like,
little bit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure some of my jizz is in this.
Yeah. Someone in the chat just asked Noah, what does Jake taste like?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Great.
Yeah, but specifically.
She rolled her eyes
like
and
Rob,
she said that, so I don't know what that means.
Rob gave us salty, so just follow that guideline.
It changes.
Based on what he eats, right?
So what he's eating.
That's what I've heard about Jake.
So, like, asparagus is a no-no.
Doesn't that change your piss? Not your...
He doesn't
really
eat asparagus, but when I eat asparagus, it makes my pee smell much different than it usually does.
I heard stuff like asparagus does affect the taste of your jizz.
Really? In what way? What does it do to it?
Makes it not as, you know... Good.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. I've heard.
Have some asparagus for dinner tonight, Rob, and then let us know tomorrow.
Rob, check your bookmarks.
Red meat is supposed to make it taste like bad or sour.
Here we go. Let's see.
I heard fruit and like mangoes and pineapple juice and stuff makes it taste good. Jizz.
Adds a little sugar to the jizz.
That's the talk. That's the talk. You Google it.
It's a word on the street.
Yeah.
Good. That's really showing that you care about your woman when you know she's gonna be swallowing that jizz. You're like, well, let me eat some mango for her just so she enjoys
that's
it.
That's love. That's love in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Well, I never changed my diet one iota, and she always says it tastes good. So,
how did does it come up that often?
honestly, anytime that she swallows, I always get a review.
Do you ask? Really?
That's she just says. Or
is it ever like, you could use a little more salt?
No, it's never been critical. It's always, it's sweet. That's what I always say. It tastes sweet.
Maybe that's just the taste of love. And it sort of dulls out everything else.
Maybe.
Man, oh man.
Gross convo.
I thought this was a metal podcast.
What is more metal than talking about
tasting your own jizz? Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Or others tasting your jizz.
Yeah, yeah. That's true, yeah.
Making others taste jizz.
Yeah.
This metal.
This is pretty much why Phil Labonte hates us, this show.
Maybe. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but Phil Labonte, I don't know if you've heard of All That Remains.
Oh, yeah, the shitty band?
Terrible. Yeah.
One of many.
So their frontman is like this libertarian gun nut.
Oh, yeah, he's the guy. Yeah, you guys had a big fight with him on... Twitter or something?
Yeah, like he's the one that like started with us on Twitter.
Yeah.
For no reason.
He's an idiot.
Faggots, basically.
Yeah. He is an idiot. He was just bored in his hotel room. And he's just like, I'm going to start some shit and look like a moron. And he was upset.
It worked.
That's
what happens when you don't have a mouth to jizz into.
Yeah.
You go on the internet and bother Rob.
I guess he was upset that we took ad money from their label for their... like most recent release, where it's like, why wouldn't we take money to make fun of you?
They're offering it.
Yeah. Why would we say no?
He
was saying we were hypocrites for like criticizing the band and then taking their advertising.
Yeah. Exactly. Does he understand how this works?
Yeah.
They choose where they want their ad to be seen, and, you know, if they don't like what we're saying, they can remove the ad.
Yeah, just basically. Don't pay money.
How dare you not let your advertisers control your
editorial
content.
He's just an idiot,
content.
This guy.
Yeah.
An idiot in a shitty band.
Yeah, correct.
That's the theme of the evening.
Yeah.
Except with Phil Anselmo, he is not an idiot.
I'm talking about the As I Lay Dying. All That Remains guy.
Yes, any band that starts with an A.
Yeah.
That's any band good. That's a clause of a partial sentence and starts with an A.
Bold.
Yeah.
And you will know us by the Trail of Dead.
Yeah. Partial
not
sentence.
Not a huge fan.
They're not a metal band, though.
No, but they're a band that fits that. I don't know.
No.
They seem like they're probably nice, no? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was never a huge fan of theirs.
They would be friends with them. I never got into them.
I don't really have an opinion.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was thinking maybe we do a little Thrasher to Trash.
Oh.
We have Dave here. It's a game where we ask our callers to call in with their band or a band, like their friend's band. It has to be an unsigned band, and then we give them a live critique
on the
air if we thrash it or we trash it. We have a little...
Oh, yeah, that's sweet.
We have a little intro for it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Oh, wow, that's high tech.
Thrash it or trash
yep.
it.
That's really good.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
And if you want to submit a band, you can either leave a link in the chat, or if you want to jump the line, give us a call, 646-929-1357. I hope your headphones are good for this one.
Oh, yeah. Everything's
this is when it goes down. So we're just waiting for some links. Send us a link.
Now we just wait.
Yeah, now this we play the waiting game. This is the waiting.
People message us on the Facebook.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Page. Why don't you go to
I'll take a look at that.
From like a year ago. We'll finally get to it.
Now that the band's probably broken up. I think there's a link in the chat.
There we go.
Nocturnal Hours.
All right, so Nocturnal Hours.
This is good. Look,
Nocturnal Hours.
Yeah.
That sounds like...
Sounds like an easy listening show on a
Nocturnal Hours. Get into some loose-fitting...
Some warm milk.
It follows Delilah.
Their description is Far South Coast Metal.
Okay. What is that?
What is the Far South Coast?
It's Florida, basically.
Costa Rica?
I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't say.
Coast of something.
Their album, Eye for an Eye, will be out soon. Now we have the tracks Lift.
I know that title's taken.
I don't know. Lost and Afraid and Decipher. Which one should we hear?
Lost and Afraid.
By the way, Havarti Pazbani, this is his band.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Like Havarti.
Drum machine.
Sounds like a typewriter.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Enough.
I think that's enough for us to make our decision. So we have to decide if we thrash or trash it. And if all of us thrash it, the person suggesting the band wins a prize.
What is happening right now?
He just said it sounded like a typewriter. So
what does that sound?
Threw some typing
in
there.
That's the drum.
That's the band? The typewriter sound?
No, I added that.
That's a little post-production.
Oh, sweet.
But this is the band. That's the band, not a typewriter.
It almost still sounds the same. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm kind of into it. I think the drummer should play the same song as the rest of them.
So would you thrash it or trash it, would you say?
I'm kind of into it, I gotta say. I mean... Yeah, I mean, I'd say for like the sort of new wave of British heavy metal riffs into that.
Yeah, their heart's in the right place.
Yeah, I'd say thrash it.
All right, Dave is a kind guy. Sid,
the vocals killed it for me. I'm gonna trash it. I'm sorry.
Where there are no vocals there, right?
Oh no, there are. You don't hear the vocal?
It's so good that it's like an instrument.
Hold
it
on.
Blends in.
Yeah, it's like a low guttural vocal.
Oh, cool, yeah.
You're okay with it.
Rethrash it.
Yeah.
All right. Noah?
I'm going to thrash it because it sounds like they're all really, really young.
It sounds like what?
They're all really young. Like, they're probably like 15.
Let's look up
their
photos.
Wait, I can't hear you talk.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
You don't like them just because they're young?
No, I do like them.
She's grading on a curve because they're young.
Oh, yeah, they do look
young.
They're like teenagers.
And I think
you're saying
they should just work on their craft. So I'm going to thrash them to encourage them.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, I like that.
Okay. Well, my main criticism of it is that it sounds like it was recorded in the same tin can of Saint Anger.
Really? Well, I'll let you finish. But
or I don't know. It just sounds poorly recorded.
Yeah.
And that takes away from the song, I feel, because the song could have been all right if it was recorded better. Like,
but
it's not bad riff.
They probably don't have the
money. Yeah, but because they don't have the money, I'm going to let that slide, and that makes me thrash this for young people being involved in metal.
Now, I completely disagree with you. I think this sounded like it was, well, not completely. I disagree that it was recorded poorly, because it sounds like it was recorded way better than 90% of the things we hear when we do this.
Okay.
And but the drums were awful, but that was just like he just programmed a drum machine.
Mm.
That needs to tighten up. The vocals are terrible, I agree with Sid. Awful vocals. Everything else, the riff was catchy. I enjoyed it. It's, I'm going to say, 51% thrash.
What does Havarti do in this band?
I hope he's not the vocalist, because I just insulted him.
Or the drummer.
They're awful. Try singing. Try singing. You can still be badass and fucking melodic, you know? Try intelligible lyrics.
I think they ended the song with singing.
I didn't hear
and
it.
It sounded terrible.
It's much better than Saint Anger, though.
Oh my God, yes.
The worst album of all time.
All right. let's keep it moving with... So that was 4 out of 5. That was close.
Sorry.
So once again, if you call us up, that's even more fun for us, because we could criticize you to your ear. 646-929-1357 is the phone number. Let's try Asthma Castle.
What?
It's an actual
like
band.
Asthma Castle.
Yep. And it's recommended by Subposa in the chat.
As you just see like a bunch of like nerds wheezing in the stairwell.
Playing the Asthma
Dragon. I can't.
There's so many steps in this castle.
I thrashed it already.
All right, so here he suggested the track Quasimodo.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so far I like this.
Blood. Yeah, don't give it away.
Whoa, turn up the drums.
We got through a minute of that almost. And
wow.
What's that?
Oh, well, we got through almost a minute of it already.
Really?
Well, we usually only play like the first minute of the song and
as much as we can stomach.
Judge it on that. So, Darren, you go first this time.
I really enjoy this so much, and I was actually sitting here grooving on it. The vocals didn't even kill it for me, I have to say. Even with the growling vocals, which I almost always hate, unless they're done in a very specific way that I like. Even with that, I enjoyed this. I give it a very, very big thrash.
All right. Dave Hill, the King of Metal. How does
I would say, I would say thrash, but I feel like they need to practice more.
Oh, really? What in particular?
Just sounds a little sloppy.
Hmm.
Hmm.
I thought they were going for that, though. I mean, I don't know.
No, but it doesn't. I feel like it goes past that.
Yeah.
Like it's like a loose groove.
Yeah. I see.
Like maybe they're going for it, but then they can't tighten it if they want it.
Yeah.
Still thrash?
Yeah, still thrash. I support their efforts.
There we go. Sid?
I like that a lot. I even like the vocals.
Yeah.
Usually I don't like that growl, but I don't know. It wasn't like a dull growl. It was nice and crunchy and trebly, and
it wasn't the worst.
It sounded like a person with an actual voice doing it, like who can do it. So yeah, I thrashed that.
Noah?
I was definitely dovening back and forth while listening to this, and they kind of remind me of Clutch mixed with, I guess, Crowbar.
Yeah.
And I love both those bands, so I'm gonna thrash it.
Say it correctly. It's Crowbar.
Yeah, Crowbar.
Rob, a lot is riding on this now. If you thrash this, he's going to win something.
Well, it almost makes
me I love their name, by the way.
Yeah. First of all, Asthma Castle, I never expected you to sound like this. Your album, your EP is called Jesus, Mary, and Broseph.
Okay, I like them even more now.
Yeah.
So I like everything about this. Might be
one of the like top five all time Thrasher or Trasher band.
Are we sure they're not signed?
Yeah, what's their backstory? What's
Where are they from?
Let's see. This is only a Bandcamp page, so let's see. There's a Facebook page. They're all about riffs, spliffs, and driving off a cliff.
Wow.
Yeah, it just looks like a few guys. They only have 500 likes on Facebook, so it has
to change that.
Yes, they're from Baltimore. Oh no, you could have went and hung out with them this past weekend.
You were in Baltimore?
Yeah.
Why?
So I thrash it. Right. So sweet, Sub Poza, you get yourself a prize.
Oops.
Wait, no, it's the wrong one.
Well, that's for the prize.
that's for Rob not mailing it to you.
No, Frank does the mailings now, so it's okay.
Right. It will
so
come
just
to
blame
you.
It on
he's
Frank.
On tour all the time. How's he going to mail
anything? Suppose it just...
when he's on tour in that guy's city, he's just going
to
knock on his door.
Frank, email me. Metal Pony Express.
There you have it. Asma Castle.
There we go, yeah. And email me, Robert at metalinjection.net.
Good SEO.
Yeah. There's probably not a lot of bad.
They did everything right, this Asthma Castle.
Yeah.
One word or two words?
Two words.
Okay.
All right. Here's
is
another
logo
band.
Readable?
I was just going
It's like, yeah, it's definitely readable.
Is it in the style
of
the
stoner
of the...
band? So it's not, it's like a, it's a, it's a stylized logo. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Scripty.
It's a, I feel the logo matches the sound. It's like a, it looks like a Jack Daniel's
label. It looks like
label
a, it looks like a Yes cover.
Yeah.
Almost.
All right. So this next band, Equal Minds Theory.
Oh, boy.
Is a five-headed beast from north of Russia.
No.
Oh, dear God.
What?
North of, what's north of Russia?
The Arctic
More
Circle.
Russia.
Music of this band forces even the most evil demons of hell to hide in a corner and beg for mercy.
I already thrash it.
But no corner will be. It's known for everyone who has ever watched Equal Minds Theory live. The band is famous for their insanely intense live shows.
Hmm.
EMT also gave countless concerts and shared a stage with bands like Cephalic Carnage, Psyopus, and Ion Dissonance.
Mm-hmm. They were the roadies.
Wait, and they're in...
In Russia. Somewhere in Russia.
Wait, Cephalic. Didn't I interview someone from
that
band?
Yeah, Lenzig, or Leonard. Yeah, the singer, yeah.
Sure.
They played in Russia. Sure, yeah. There's a Russian metal scene, actually. Bands go over there all the time.
Sweet.
All right, let's play here. Ocean Bound. Let's hear what this is about.
This is such a blatant Dillinger ripoff.
Rob's grooving on it.
It sounds like Rush meets Portal.
Somewhere in the middle there, right?
Huh?
They meet somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
I hear it.
I didn't hear the Rush in there until you pointed that out.
Don't you hear dun dun dun?
Yeah, no, it's a very astute observation.
This part is definitely very like Dillinger, like Faith No More. Yeah. But that's fine. Like, that's probably the like their favorite band, so...
But
I don't know. These guys...
Go, start us off. Go ahead, Dave.
I mean, it seems like it's for chicks.
You were just saying they're a bunch of pussies?
I'm not saying that.
So, would you thrash it or trash it?
I mean, I'm kind of into the fact that they're from... North Russia or Northern Russia, whichever.
It says north of Russia.
They're from the North Pole.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm assuming,
I don't know.
They probably mean like the north of Russia.
They seem to get more pussyish as the song goes on.
Oh, you don't want any melody in your metal.
Not crazy about it, no.
Okay, so.
See, now they're getting back to it.
Should I play a shorter song? They have like 1 minute songs.
What are the song
titles?
No,
we're just supposed
to
play
I guess
one
thrash
song.
It. These guys aren't bad.
All right, you're so polite.
I kind of want to hear. I like to encourage people.
just like Noah. But once you tell them you're only thrashing it because you want to encourage them, that sort of takes away the
I liked about
impact.
Half of the song.
Okay. How about the song Grindiac? It's only a minute. Let's see.
I'm only supposed to listen to one
It's 1 minute. It's 1 minute.
They want to be delivered
so
bad.
See, this is a hot sound.
Yeah, but it
this
already
is what
belongs
the kids want
to somebody
today?
Else.
Oh, yeah, this is a hot sound.
Sid, what do you think?
I mean, it's a good carbon copy of Dillinger and stuff like that, but that's all it is, so I'm going to trash it. I'm sorry.
Oh. No.
I mean, I was making enough remarks that
I
obviously trash it. There's already a band called the Dillinger Escape Plan. You don't have
but
to
have
copy
them. Have
they
ever gone to Russia?
Yes.
Oh.
I think they're touring Russia right now, I think.
Well, maybe Equal Minds Theory opens for them. You never know.
Well, I don't think so.
Okay.
You just hear the same band twice?
Yeah.
I'm just surprised that they actually were able to hear the Dillinger Escape Plan in that part of Russia.
They have the internet.
I want to read a
comment. I just wonder how long
here.
They stood on the line.
Their
yeah.
sound is so pussy, you think Putin would have locked them up.
Oh, because of pussy.
Yeah.
Political humor.
I want to
good
read this.
Stuff. Good stuff.
Persian Stew's chest hair says, in Soviet Russia, Dillinger copies you.
Mm.
I liked it.
I agree it's totally copying Dillinger's Escape Plan and like definitely like all those noise bands, but I think it's really cool that there's like people in Russia who listen to Dillinger Escape Plan and like them so much that they're like, hey, let's do a
all
band.
Right, well,
it's cool,
does
that affect them how good the music is,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, I'm a person who lives in America who listens to the Dillinger Escape Plan, but you don't see me trying to like make a carbon copy of their sound and acting like it's mine.
Yeah, but better copy Dillinger Escape Plan than, you know, All That Remains. So I will thrash them.
Okay. This has a little bit of everything I can't stand in music.
Just
No, I have to say, actually, that's the one redeeming quality was that bio that they wrote and the fact that they're in the middle of nowhere and copying American music. But it's American music I really can't stand. I feel like it's like I have a trash can put over my head and someone's banging it with a baseball bat. So, this is awful, and I trash it.
All right, let's do one last band before we wrap up this here game show segment. I guess not a game show. There's no... Well, there's prizes.
It's almost 8 o'clock, so we're wrapping up in general.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to qualify it.
But that's fine. Right.
So this band is Usol... Oh, no. The Celebrator is the band. And the album art is a woman, a submissive woman, clearly, because she's like looking up... being gagged on a microphone, like
let's
a mic is being.
I want to see
well,
it.
Well, it's the, like it's just in the front of her mouth, and they're trying to shove it in her mouth.
Oh, like it's. Let me see this.
Darren has the DVD
wait.
That this came from.
The Celebrator.
Oh, all right.
Oh, it's not as exciting as I thought.
They're called the Celebrator.
Yes.
That's the band name.
Yes.
Wow, that's odd.
And it's like a girl.
Yeah. Flating possibly a microphone
against her will. It
yeah, it looks like it's some
she's
sort
not
of
psyched about it.
Definitely not psyched. They're from Chicago. They're the tracks are White Knuckles, Expire, Vices, Mary Jane, Crotch Rot.
Oh boy,
I'm leaning towards that one.
Shock value. These guys.
No. Let's hear them.
Isn't that's from Full Metal Jacket? Mary Jane, Crotch Rot.
Rob's doing that thing where his hands are under the table and it looks like he might be masturbating.
I'm rocking out, damn it.
I have the view. I can actually see his hands now. I mean, I can confirm he's not masturbating.
There's a whole lot of movement.
Oh,
I'm shake-weighting the microphone.
Yeah, basically.
I'm digging this. Let's start with you, Sid. What do you think?
I feel like there's a definite punk influence here, but it's, I don't know. It's not... enough of a defined, specific sound to really stand out to me on this trash it.
I am shocked. I thought you'd be the first one to like this.
Noah.
I think it's pretty good. I really like the guy's vocals, actually.
I can't hear a single.
I think it's just the headphone connection.
My headphone?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's in
mono.
Probably supposed to order.
Yeah, we'll have great headphones for you if you ever decide to come back.
I think it's the splitter and not the headphone.
Yeah, it's a combination of them.
Oh, okay.
So what did you say?
I actually think that if the music was a little bit messier, like if they didn't practice, it would be a little bit better. It's like it's too tight, but I still fuck it.
Normally I have like this thing of like, oh, you know, if I saw this band open for a band that I was going to see, I wouldn't mind it. I feel like this is the exact band that I'd want to open for a band I'm checking out. Like if it's the band right before it that I'm like, I want to get drunk for the main attraction, this is the band I want to be seeing. So I give it a very enthusiastic thrash.
I completely agree with that. I was into this. I just had a visceral, like, immediate reaction to this. I really liked it. Yeah, the vocals could, you know, vocals get on my nerves a little bit. But that's, like, really nitpicking at this point. I was into the music, so I'm going to thrash it, too.
Dave?
I guess I'll thrash it. But now I'm thinking I have to reconsider all these because I realize something's fucked up with my headphones. I can't hear the singing. This sounds pretty cool. Probably not like what I would sit and listen
90
to. 90
seconds.
We get it.
I get it.
Yeah. All right. So cool. So
what are they called, Ian?
They are the Celebrator.
With the girl gang.
It is a bit dainty, the name.
Yeah,
the
they need to get a better name.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Billy Joel song. Is it Celebrator ER or OR?
OR.
Oh, that's at least pretty evil.
Yeah, like
the OR is eviler.
It is a bit more evil.
Yeah. It's Celebator.
No.
That's Rob's band. In high school.
I will make you celibate.
Yeah. He makes women celibate.
Put that vagina away, miss. No, you will not have sex for the rest of your life.
Are you Vince McMahon now?
Yes. Your vagina is fired.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, then, I think on that note, we can wrap things up here.
You promise?
Yes. Once again, thank you, Dave, for coming in and sitting in with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
With your busy schedule of world domination. So
that's right.
Mention your book again.
Oh, yeah, Tasteful Nudes by me, Dave Hill.
What's the publisher? What publishing house can they go
to? St. Martin's Press.
So head over to their offices.
What?
To pick up a copy. Where can they get copies of it?
At your local bookstore.
Oh, okay.
Or Amazon, whatever.
When you go, like, if you're traveling the country as you do and you find yourself in a bookstore, do you always try to go look for your book and just be like, is it here?
Yeah. And if it's not, I'm like, what kind of shitty bookstore is this?
Do you request it like you're not yourself? Like, hi, I'm looking for that new book by that great author, Dave Hill.
No, I tell them, I'll be like, I'm here. Mm-hmm. I wrote this fucking sweet book. Do you have it or not? And then what you do is you sign as many copies as they'll let you, because then that counts. They can't return them. So that's the move.
Good move, Freddie.
Incentive.
Yeah, any aspiring
sale as soon as you signed it.
I got you.
That's probably a good way to like pick if there's an attractive woman working at the bookstore. It's probably a good way to pick her up. Just walk up and be like, "Do you have Tasteful Nudes by Dave Hill?" And then she goes and finds it. And looks up and she's like, "Whoa, that's you!" And you're like, "That's right, I'm a published author."
Psyched.
What's up?
It's actually a really kind of embarrassing thing to do. You're like, "I usually that's about how I do."
Excuse me. Do you have a Tasteful Nudes by Dave Hill?
What? Excuse me, what?
Tasteful Nudes by Dave Hill. It's by me. I wrote it.
And then,
that's how Malcolm Gladwell handles it the same way.
He doesn't need to do that. I mean,
but that's
like,
just what his voice sounds like, so.
No, it doesn't.
Sort of does.
No, he doesn't.
A little bit.
His voice is, his commanding voice.
I wouldn't call it commanding. I think you're being.
Are you friends with Malcolm Gladwell, sir?
I'm not friends with him, so I would know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I've read all his books.
Why don't you fuck off, Sid?
Jeez. But his books are everywhere,
yeah,
pretty much. Airports. That's when you got your book in an airport.
Yeah, I feel like that's like the publishing mecca to get.
Yeah, then you know you're cooking.
Yeah.
Why? Because everything is overpriced at the airport.
it means like it's people are buying that thing. Like, well, I've never seen my book in an airport that I'm aware
Bring
of.
Bring it. And then just leave it there.
Just leave a copy, sign it.
Oh, yeah. I like that idea.
Be your own distributor. Yeah. Just go to airports across the country, like, start leaving your book there.
Physically distribute it. Yeah. Everywhere.
Excuse me, sir. You left your books here.
No. You take it. It's not mine.
No.
Can't return it now.
I'm getting on this plane. It's yours. No backseats.
Oh, I don't know if you guys know, Rob has a book out.
Uh-oh.
No, we have an audio excerpt from his book.
You want to eat some mushrooms and have some gay sex?
Oh, yeah, that's in my mushrooms and gay sex chapter. It's on page 43.
Yeah,
I love that.
All right, well, yeah, definitely pick up Tasteful Nudes. It is a fantastic book of essays.
It's really, it has it all.
In hardcover and paperback.
Yeah, whatever format suits you.
Kindle, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, whatever, yeah. Kindle, iPad, and then Metal Grasshopper coming out sometime.
Oh, you have another
months
book
from now.
You have another book coming out?
No, Metal Grasshopper, Adult Swim.
Oh,
Phil Anselmo.
Oh, okay.
Just put it out there that it's coming.
Yeah, start doing those Google searches, beefing up that Google trend because it's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be great. Be out later this year though.
Any teasers of what people can expect?
Yeah, I know. It's coming. We rent a goat. I told you all this. Right?
Yeah, you told us about the goat.
We rent a goat. I burn a huge pentagram on this
front
lawn.
So it's not an actual cartoon.
It's not a cartoon.
Most of
no,
Adult
it's me
Swim
and Phil.
Isn't cartoons anymore.
There's a lot of...
Is
lot
it, no, it's going to be on the web. It's not on the...
AdultSwim.com,
yeah.
It's web series.
Is Paul Scheer going to be in it? He seems to be in everything they have.
No.
What?
I would love it if he
I think contractually obligated to be on every Adult Swim show.
If he were, I would love it.
Paul and Phil would be great friends, I feel.
Sure.
Yeah.
Great.
I wonder what kind of music Paul Scheer is into. He's hard to peg, that guy. All right, that's all. I'll shoot him an email.
Follow Dave Hill on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Dave Hill is your
Your
handle.
MR Dave Hill. That's right.
And we are on Twitter as well. MI Livecast. Metal Injection also is on Twitter. Chuck Blandington. Yeah. Bland Injection.
No Injection.
Fenris isn't on Twitter, is he?
I don't think he's on Twitter, no. He might be on Facebook.
He's probably. Not.
Really? Mm-hmm. Have you looked up his real name, though?
DM him about reading your book on audio.
No, I actually know he's not on Facebook.
We need to get you and Fenris in a room. That's going to be
Well, I feel like it's coming. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm doing shows in Oslo.
Oh.
At the end of January. So,
oh, really? Well, maybe we could help facilitate that.
I feel like
that.
It's got to happen.
Yeah. Oh, maybe we can seriously facilitate that.
Yeah.
You two in a room. Hugging it out.
Yeah. We'll do a Metal Injection interview.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I want to interview that band Liturgy.
Oh, yeah. Don't they live around here, actually.
Of course they do.
We should totally try to do that. But they're actually kind of hard to pick because they have... I don't understand like how they have like serious representation. Like they played the Metallica Orion Festival a few years ago.
They did.
And of all the publicists that we dealt with, theirs was like the most pompous public. Like, oh, it can only be 5 minutes, and you can't have. But it's like, okay, this is like nobody cares about this band. Like, why are you? Like, bigger bands were less difficult to deal with than them.
Well, maybe
weird.
Their publicist is, like, new at it, and that's why he was trying to overcompensate.
Perhaps. But we'll make that happen. Liturgy and Dark Throne coming to the King of Metals.
Together at last.
As they should be. All right, well, we'll see you next week. Ta-ta. I'm a nigga.